USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crime is up in big cities across the nation, including New York City. And Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is going back on what many criticized as soft-on-crime policies, vowing to now prosecute lawbreakers. Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President Joe Grimaldi joins Fox News and is calling for a stronger response to hold criminals accountable.
We need to vehemently prosecute violent criminals, we need to restore the rule of law, and we need to embrace broken windows theories, and along with supporting and funding our police departments, we can accomplish that goal.
A 5-year-old boy who had been trapped 35 yards underground in a well in Morocco for 4 days was found dead following a lengthy rescue attempt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.